Galatians chapter 4. But I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, though he is Lord of all. But he is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. So also we, when we were children, were kept in slavery under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under law, that He might redeem those under law, that we might receive the sonship. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So then you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, an heir also through God. However, at that time, not knowing God, you were slaves to the gods which by nature are not gods. But now, having come to know God, or rather having been known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and poor elements, to which you desire to be enslaved yet again? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you, lest I have labored upon you in vain. Become as I am, because I also am as you are, brothers, I beseech you. You have not wronged me at all. And you know that because of weakness of my flesh, I announced the gospel to you the first time, and that which was a trial to you in my flesh, you did not despise nor loathe, but you received me as an angel of God, indeed as Christ Jesus. Where then is your felicitation? For I testify concerning you that, if possible, you would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me. So then, have I become your enemy by presenting the truth to you? They are zealous of you, but not rightly, but they desire to shut you out, that you may be zealous of them. But it is always good to be zealous in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My children, with whom I travail again in birth until Christ is formed in you. Indeed, I wished I could be present with you now and change my tone, because I am perplexed about you. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one of the maidservant and one of the free woman. However, the one of the maidservant was born according to the flesh, but the one of the free woman was born through promise. These things are spoken allegorically, for these women are two covenants, one from Mount Sinai, bringing forth children unto slavery, which is Hagar. Now this Hagar is Sinai the mountain in Arabia, and corresponds to the Jerusalem which now is, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, barren one who does not bear, break forth and shout, you who are not travailing, because many are the children of her who is desolate rather than of her who has her husband. But you, brothers, in the way Isaac was, are children of promise. But just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say? Cast out the maidservant and her son, for the son of the maidservant shall by no means inherit with the son of the free woman. So then, brothers, we are not children of the maidservant, but of the free woman.